Ice machine operation, cleaning and the sanitize cycle. How a commercial Cubra ice machine runs its freeze and harvest cycles. Why water quality and scale dominate ice machine service. And how to perform a proper to scale clean and sanitize cycle. Plus the common faults that show up as thin ice, no harvest, or a fouled machine. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A commercial Cubra makes ice in batches by flowing water over a cold evaporator plate until cubes form, then briefly warming the plate to harvest release the ice into a bin, and repeating until the bin fills. It's a refrigeration system like any other, compressor, condenser, metering device, evaporator, but with two twists that drive almost all the service work. It cycles between freeze and harvest constantly, and it's a water appliance, so water quality and scale cause more ice machine failures than refrigeration faults do. Cubra's come air-cooled most common, water-cooled condenser fed by water, used where ambient/heat rejection is a problem, and remote condenser compressor inside, condenser on the roof. The ice-making logic is the same across them. How it works. Free cycle. A water pump circulates water from the sump/reservoir up over the evaporator plate, a grid of cube-shaped cells. The plate is cold, so water freezes onto it layer by layer, building cubes. Circulating the water is deliberate. It sheds minerals and air, which is why machine ice is clear and hard instead of cloudy. The freeze continues until a sensor, a thickness/freeze sensor, a timer, or a temperature control depending on the brand decides the cubes are full size. Harvest cycle. To release the ice, the machine warms the plate. Most Cubras use a hot gas harvest. A harvest valve routes hot discharge gas into the evaporator, warming the plate just enough to melt the bond between cube and cell, so the ice slab slides off often onto a curtain/deflector that drops it into the bin and signals the cycle. At the same time, fresh water fills/purges to dump mineral concentrated water and refill the sump for the next batch. Harvest is short. You want to release the ice and get back to freezing. Cycling and shutoff. Freeze to harvest to freeze repeats. When the bin fills, a bin control, a bin thermostat or a mechanical/infrared level switch senses ice at the bin and stops the machine. As ice is used and the bin level drops, the control restarts it. So an ice machine that won't make ice might just have a bin control that thinks the bin is full. Why water quality rules everything. Every freeze cycle leaves minerals behind as pure water freezes out. Those minerals concentrate in the sump and deposit as scale on the evaporator, distribution tubes, sump, and water valves. Scale insulates the plate's lower/thinner ice, clogs distribution holes uneven, malformed cubes, and fouls float/water valves. On top of scale, the wet, food contact interior grows slime/biofilm that has to be sanitized. That's why the dominant maintenance task on an ice machine isn't a refrigeration adjustment, it's to scaling and sanitizing. In the field, diagnosing ice problems. Watch a full freeze/harvest cycle. Confirm water flows evenly over the whole plate, no dry spots from plug distribution holes. Cubes build to full size, and harvest actually releases the slab. Time the cycles. Long freeze or failed harvest each have their own causes. Check water flow in the sump. Low water, failed inlet valve, stuck float, clogged screen starves the plate. A dirty sump and plug distribution mean malformed or partial cubes. Check the bin control. No ice production with everything else healthy often equals bin control. Sensing full bad bin thermostat, blocked level sensor, ice bridged at the sensor. Then check refrigeration. Thin ice, long freeze, or no harvest can be refrigeration low charge, dirty/hot condenser, bad harvest valve, metering problem, but rule out water and scale first, because that's the usual culprit. Performing a clean to scale and sanitize, the two-step the machine needs. Clean/to scale. Put the machine in clean mode. Most have a clean/wash cycle. Use a manufacturer-approved ice machine cleaner and acid-based to scale or mixed per directions to dissolve scale from the evaporator, distribution tubes, sump, and water lines. Run the clean cycle so the solution circulates over all wetted surfaces, then flush thoroughly with potable water until no cleaner remains. Disassemble and hand scrub removable parts, water distribution, curtains, deflectors where scale and slime hide. Sanitize. After descaling and rinsing, run a sanitizing solution manufacturer-approved sanitizer, mixed per directions through the same wetted surfaces and on the removable parts to kill slime/biofilm. Flush again with potable water. Sanitizing is a separate step from descaling. The descaler removes minerals, the sanitizer kills microbial growth. You need both. Always follow the machine's specific clean/sanitize procedure and chemical dilutions, Dump the first batch, ease of ice after service, and never mix cleaner and sanitizer. Normal values and targets. Cleaning frequency. Descale and sanitize on a regular schedule, commonly a few times a year, more often on hard/poor water. The worse the water, the more often. Many jurisdictions and operators set a minimum interval. Cube quality benchmark. Full size, clear, hard cubes that release cleanly. Cloudy, soft, small, or incomplete cubes point at water/scale/distribution or a refrigeration shortfall. Freeze/harvest balance. Harvest is brief. Freeze is the long part of the cycle. A freeze that keeps getting longer over weeks usually means scale building up, insulating the plate, or creeping refrigeration/condenser issue. Water quality help. A proper inlet water filter/scale inhibitor treatment dramatically cuts scale and stretches cleaning intervals, often the single best fix for a machine that fouls fast. Representative. Follow the manufacturer's spec for cycle behavior, cleaning interval, and chemicals. Common faults and what they mean. Thin, small, or incomplete cubes. Scale insulating the plate. Plugged water distribution holes, dry spots on the plate. Low water inlet valve/float/screen. Or refrigeration shortfall, low charge, dirty/hot condenser. Check water and scale first. Cloudy/soft ice. Poor water circulation/quality or distribution problems. Minerals and air aren't being shed during freeze. No harvest/ice stuck to plate. Harvest valve not opening, hot gas not reaching the plate. Harvest timing/sensor fault, or heavy scale bonding the ice. The slab won't release. Machine won't run/no production. Bin control sensing full, bad bin thermostat or blocked level sensor, bridged ice, water supply off, or a safety/control lockout. Long freeze cycles, low capacity, scale buildup over time, dirty/restricted condenser, high ambient air cooled, low charge, or water cooled, a water regulating valve/condenser fouling. Capacity falls off gradually. Slime/odor/visible biofilm. Overdue sanitizing. Descaling alone won't kill biofilm. Clean and sanitize. Tech tips and gotchas. Most ice machine calls are water/scale, not refrigeration. Before you put gauges on it, look at the water side, scale on the plate and distribution, sump condition, inlet valve/float, and filtration. That's where the money is. Descaling and sanitizing are two separate jobs. The acid cleaner dissolves minerals. The sanitizer kills slime. Doing only one leaves the machine half-serviced. Never mix the two chemicals and flush thoroughly between and after. Bad water makes every problem recur. If a machine fouls again weeks after a cleaning, the answer is usually water treatment/filtration. Not a shorter cleaning interval forever. Fix the inlet water and the scale stops winning. A bin control fault masquerades as no ice. Healthy machine, full water, but no production. Check whether the bin control thinks the bin is full, sensor blocked, ice bridged, bad thermostat before tearing into refrigeration. Watch a full cycle before condemning anything. Freeze and harvest each tell a story. Even water flow, full Q build, clean release. You learn more from one observed cycle than from a pile of static readings. Dump the ice after service. Cleaner and sanitizer residue mean the first batches go in the trash. Harvest a few cycles and discard before the machine goes back to making ice for customers. Follow the machine's chemicals and dilutions. Wrong cleaner/sanitizer or wrong concentration can damage components or leave residue. Manufacturer-approved chemicals, manufacturer dilutions. Safety/code notes. Ice is a food. Cleaning and sanitizing follow the applicable food code. Use only food-safe, manufacturer-approved cleaners and sanitizers at the right dilution and discard ice made during/after service until the machine runs clean. Descaler is acidic and sanitizer is a biocide. Wear eye and skin protection, ensure ventilation, never mix them, and store/handle per the SDS. Refrigeration repairs harvest valve, charge, metering follow EPA section 608. Recover, don't vent. Water connections, must protect the potable supply backflow prevention per the applicable plumbing code. Water-cooled machines have condenser water that must drain to an approved point. Lock out and verify dead before servicing electrical components in a wet machine. Water plus electricity is a shock hazard.